systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to Jam Hole. Today is Friday, December 26, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
Hey.
And?
Hey, this is Ryan. I'm the salt guy.
And your name's Ryan.
Ryan.
And thank you, back to me. Thank you so much for...
Thank you, Matt.
Holy Christ, Ryan. Thank you so much for... I should have prepped you better. Thank you again so much, all of you, for checking out episode 133 of this little show we do every Monday, Wednesday, Friday around 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 p.m. Pretty much whatever the fuck we want. We're not in the TV guide. So
it's nice
we,
doing whatever the fuck you want.
It is. It's awesome doing whatever the fuck you want. If you guys are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback is where you can type shit. We will read it on the show. I have it right here on my screen.
I'm stuck at a new bridge.
The new thing, we have a live phone call system now. You can either Skype name the Jamhole, all one word, all lowercase, or we have a number now. You can call from your actual phones, your landlines, your cell phones, your Skype phones, your Google Android phones, wherever the fuck kind of phone you got. The number is 406-204-GOT-P, G-O-T-P. I tried to get the Jam Hole, 406-THE-JAM-HOLE, but the places that had the 406 area code didn't have T-H-E as the proper prefix. So the ones that did didn't have anything that I could use that was available. So
you weren't cool enough.
So I went with 406-204-GOT-P. It's like 3657 or some shit. It's all over the jamhole.com/forums. It's on the site and all that shit. Feel free if you guys want to call in during the show. If you have anything to say, we will talk to you. Also, I just spent like the last 3 hours of my fucking life trying to get rid of that godforsaken hum that came as part of our show for last episode. It hung out for a good... the whole show, pretty much. And I went and talked to the music guy today, and he said, you know, straighten all your wires, don't cross the audio cables, don't have your power running over your audio cables, don't have your audio cables running over your other audio cables.
So basically, this is how you get rid of your fucking hum.
Right, exactly. And he's like, and if there's still a hum, then try plugging in whatever's making the hum, because I had it narrowed down to just the tablet PC that we're running the live phone calls off of. That's what was humming. So he said, take that laptop and plug the power in on a different breaker circuit than what everything else, because all this shit is pretty much plugged into two plugs right there.
And organized.
Oh, and nicely organized.
This looks great.
It's like fucking power strip. Piggyback to power strip, piggyback to fucking three-prong to two-prong converters.
It looks so good you could use the word piggyback in
it. I know. It's fucking,
how fucking cool is
it's
that?
Fucking brilliant. So rather than you can invest in this little black box that's like $60 or $70, and it's called like a ground loop breaker or some shit. I don't even fucking know what it does. But basically, you plug your audio in, and it has an out, and you plug that out. So you put it in between your mixer and whatever's doing the recording and shit. And it does something that cancels out any frequencies that aren't what you want somehow, like certain kilohertz frequencies it gets rid of. So I guess all the hums have a certain frequency range, and then your vocals have a totally different range. So it'll cancel out the hum, which I still might get just to have it, just to cancel out any extra hum.
So you're a hum.
I'm hum free at the moment, I hope.
Are people isolating their frequencies just to hear you sing?
I know, you have to. If it's going to sound good, you have to isolate your frequencies. You have to up-tempo your hum. If you're going to use it, I don't know. So I think I got it all set finally. Maybe. I called Matt. He's still hanging out with his parents and shit. I understand. It's still Christmas and stuff. And then I called Ryan because I was going to have Ben on the show. And then I was like, you know what? We haven't had Ryan on the show for a while, and
speaking of which, actually, I called you first.
You did. And then I was like, hey.
I don't even know why I called you.
You just wanted to say hi. I understand
I have
that.
Mad props for you. I hate you, but I
know. I know all about it.
I hated Matt for 3 months.
I hated you my whole fucking
high
school.
When he fucking broke me, I'm like, I don't have a cherry anymore.
Hated you my whole high school career. I was like, God, that kid is so loud and dumb and big and annoying. I can't stand him.
Yeah.
And then we get a new salt guy and he walks through the door. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
But
and they're like, hey,
fucking know me.
Guess who gets to train him? I'm like, oh, I bet it's me. Oh, it is me. Cool, guys. But then I got to know you more and you're tolerable. I tolerate you, Ryan.
It's just the job because I think that other than there's a new salt guy, by the way.
Yeah, I tolerate him too.
I think he hates me.
I can see that.
Yeah, whatever.
So I was, also real quick, we got a new SMS update thing on the site. If you don't want to follow us on Twitter, you would rather get notifications on your actual cell phone. If you go to thejamhole.com, you can put in your cell phone number, choose your carrier, and that'll go into our SMS thing. And now whenever the feed goes live, I send a message out and you'll get notified right on your phone. It'll be like whatever the message is I typed in, like, hey, fuck faces, the show's about to start. So just another way you can know when the live show starts and all that kind of good shit.
Wait, you should say something on that. I mean, it took me a long time to understand why you would even try. But yeah, I keep looking at him.
Don't look at me.
I'm trying.
Don't ever look at me. You look at that pop filter, and you look at your levels there, and you make sure those levels are fucking like mine. You see mine?
I don't see your fucking levels.
Mine are boo-foo.
So, but, you know, let me say, to be willing to step up and just express whatever the fuck on your mind is... It's more of just, you know, I'm crying. It's sad.
I promised myself I wouldn't.
You did, too. It was creepy.
Yeah, no, it's cool. This little show we do. I like it. I have a good
props
time.
To the Jam Hole and everybody that listens to it. You have the same mentality to be able to understand his fucking nonsense.
Yeah, it's
props
amazing.
To all of us. I'm
it's
one
like,
of those people.
You know what we're saying. You agree with what we're saying, right?
Can you fucking hear me? Call us if you can, seriously.
TheJamhole.com/donate. You can give us money to buy voice amplifiers for all the little girls that come on the show that have little girl voices that don't know how to talk into a microphone properly. Yeah, like, not, yeah. I mean, you also.
I keep
but
looking at you.
That's weird, because last time I had to turn yours way down because you were just bellowing forth all of this
shit.
And now today you're kind of quiet and stuff.
Sick, but you know what? It's kind of solemn.
And it's because
you're
not close, I guess. Here, I'll turn it up a little bit. You talk.
Your technical advice. Just praise some shit, because that's what you're good at. He's pushing buttons. I'm supposed to be talking.
I messed my camera over. Talking.
There's something sad going on, and it has to do with me talking. I'm so confused.
I'll cut that out. No big deal.
Cut it.
Cameras back up. Okay. So, Christmas Day, Christmas dinner, you know, we did a show Christmas Eve, and then, like I was talking about, I was supposed to go hang out with the girl on after the show and stuff, and it was kind of late by the time we got finished, so I understand, but of course, again, she's like, oh, I'm tired. I'm like, okay,
are
well.
Are we talking about the dinner?
No. Oh, we'll talk about that after this, but this was Christmas Day. For me. So I went and I was telling everybody about that girl I met and how she kind of kept blowing me off. And then I was like, well, I'm not going to bug you anymore. When you want to hang out, you call me. And she took that as I was mad at her. And someone she worked with told me that. So then I texted her and like, now everything was cool and shit. And she's like, all right, we'll hang out after the show. And I was like, okay. But then it was late. So we didn't. So I was like, well, why don't you just come with me to my mom's house for Christmas dinner or something? And she's like, okay, that'll be fun. So I call her up on Christmas Day and shit. And she had other things to do. So I was like, fine, whatever. I'm used to it, that's fine. And then I called her up when I got done and shit, and we actually ended up hanging out. We came up here and we watched Death Race. Have you watched Death Race yet?
No,
the new one?
I haven't seen Death Race. No.
I totally didn't know that was, like, I didn't put it together because a long time ago, like 2 years ago, I rented the original Death Race with Sylvester Stallone and shit, where they're driving around just blowing the fuck up out of cars, and it was like a race kind of thing, like Cannonball Run. But so they remade it, and Jason Statham's in it, and he's a bad motherfucker, the dude from Transporter and
Running
shit.
Running Man. That's all I gotta say.
He's not...
Running Man. Let's put a collar around their neck and make them run.
That wasn't Jason.
That was kind of wicked.
That wasn't Jason Statham.
No, dude, that was Running Man.
What does that have to do with anything I'm talking about right now?
That was Schwarzenegger right there.
Oh, okay, right.
You know,
got it.
Around his neck.
I was talking about Stallone.
Heel boy.
So then we watched Blindness. Have you ever watched that?
No.
That new movie about oh man, that shit was kind of trippy. Like, so we're sitting here holding hands, and I was really tempted to like turn on the camera so you guys could watch how fucking awkward I am with girls. It was so great. But so we end up kissing, everything was cool, and I we watched that fucking movie, and then we watched The IT Crowd. Have you ever watched that? It's like
you talk like there were like multiples.
Multiples of what?
Women.
No, we. Me and her.
Right.
Us.
Right.
The two of us.
Right.
What the fuck are you talking about?
We don't know.
Focus. So, yeah, then I took her home, and I kind of made the mistake of, like, on the way home, I hadn't up to that point let her listen to any Jam Hole episodes yet, just because, I don't know, it just, it hadn't worked before, so I was like, let's try something different this time. Let's actually not tell them about, well, I told her about it, because she's like, well, let's hang out now. I'm like, well, I can't, I have to do this thing, and then I had to explain what this thing was, but I hadn't actually let her listen to it yet, because all the other girls that I was like, here, let's listen to this, and then I don't know, I think that might have been my downfall. So this one, I'm like, let's try something different. Let's change it up.
You know what?
Bit.
I gotta say though, that's what my girl didn't like about you.
The show?
No.
What?
Dinner.
Dinner?
Yeah. Matt at our dinner.
Oh, okay. This is the employee Same. Christmas party. Employee I kind of talked a little party. Bit about. It. I said
See,
how
Matt pretty much is the shit because he says whatever the fuck he wants to. Who cares what they think, right? So put him at a he doesn't drink.
Get closer
fucking,
to your fucking
man,
there.
I'm sorry.
Look, that's how it
He doesn't
look.
Drink, so give him a shot of whiskey, Perfect. Scotch, and damn, let me tell you. I think this is better. Oh, man. Just saying. So he said whatever the fuck you wanted to say, and I think it was good scotch because we shared that double.
Right. I was like, two shots of Jamie's, please, yeah. and I waited yeah. for you to get there. And
because
then,
check this out.
I was like, this is
there.
Your... This
I wasn't
is...
going to have anything to drink. That's all I had to drink is what you
Really?
Had. Yeah, that's it.
Huh.
Well, no, I had that blackberry brandy, but that was for my throat.
Right. So you guys come in, and I see this girl, and I'm like, oh, this must be your new girlfriend that you were telling me so much about. And just,
she's hot, man.
And I'm just being fucking stupid, just like, damn, dude, she's pretty hot. Nice job. And all, and you know, so it was fine and shit, and I guess she didn't care for me too much, because
no.
when we were having dinner, and I'm messing around, just joking around, will you adjust your camera, please? It's like behind the monitor.
Ooh,
can you hey. Move that?
Did somebody send that in?
No, I was just looking at it. There you go.
If somebody would have sent that in, I would have been like, oh.
I apologize.
Somebody's looking at me.
Yeah, look, so I'm just...
There's a hole in the world right I'm just, there, and they're I'm, all on me.
I'm just talking shit and having fun, trying to hang out with Nicole, and what...
Yeah.
What Nicole. Happened? She was not
you're
into
just
it.
Just you, man. So, I mean, if... Pulling your brains out your ass is you. You'll fucking do it, man.
That's right.
Who cares?
I will.
Somebody? Yeah.
So she didn't care for it.
You pulled your brains out your ass.
Well, that's too bad. It's a good thing I'm not trying to date her, huh?
That
so,
was obvious.
So this is the girl that you had. You told me a long time ago you had gotten together with a girl, and she was like the love of your life and
Nine
shit.
Years
and then it
or
didn't.
So ago.
And then it didn't work out. And.
No.
Then you ended up getting married and shit, and now...
Yeah, somebody else.
Right, and then you split up with her, and now you're together with this girl that you had wanted.
And like a reunited love. And
right. And it
I'm
was
running.
And it was awesome and wonderful.
I'm afraid.
Now what happened?
No, I'm afraid.
She,
that's,
of her.
That's a bit quick to just jump in there.
I Are said, you scared I mean, of her?
Yeah.
Why?
She's scary.
What does she do?
I don't want to talk about intimidation. I want to continue this conversation as if I'm 6'1" and 300 pounds.
You are Thank a you. Big motherfucker.
What are you saying?
She's not all that big, so
no,
like
no.
what's wrong?
How about them Braves? Yeah.
You don't want to talk about
we're
it?
We're gonna cut
that's
that
all right,
out.
That's
Didn't you say
right.
we're gonna cut something like that out?
I don't know. I try to that. Not cut anything out unless it's just total silence.
Maybe
but.
I'll get there.
So well that's too bad.
Oh yeah. Labia.
So then after I dropped her off and shit, and we're listening to part of the Jam Hole episode, and it just, like, I did not cue this up. You might think, wow, you're trying to sabotage some shit. No, it was total random occurrence. But it happened to be playing that part on the last episode about, we were doing this story, and I was talking about how girls... Because they put out all these mixed signals and shit. And I was like, it's this kind of shit. From now on, you are never allowed to bitch about being raped and about being beaten and all this shit. And she, like, looks over at me like...
Wait, that's perfect.
What?
If I were to interrupt you right now and beg your apologies to do so...
Do it.
I would say that that is it.
That is.
I asked her if she wanted to watch Rob Roy today, but she had told me that she doesn't like movies that involve somebody getting raped. Barry McGregor gets raped by the Englishman.
Right.
At the end of the movie, they fucking chop him in half. Like, literally fucking chop him in half.
Just desserts.
Yeah, right. And she didn't... Well, we didn't even get that far. We got to the point to where she says... And I hate
to the point where you're like, you want to watch a movie? She's like,
no.
Nah.
She says, you want to make a silk purse out of my sow's ear, do you? Right? Yeah. And then, do you know how fine you are to me, McGregor, right?
McGregor.
Come on. You know, my whole life, all I've wanted is somebody to say, you know how much you mean to me, Ryan? Not quite in that voice. It'd be a little odd, but I'm just saying, right? And she didn't like it. She
really?
Didn't like you. And she thinks my ex is ugly. And wow. I like her. She's a nice person.
She is really nice.
Yeah.
She's not winning any beauty pageants.
No,
I'm just saying.
I mean, I agreed with her, and that's
but
what,
she
that
was
sad. But if I didn't agree with her yet, I mean, come on.
So she's attacking
everything.
What does she like about you? How is this good? How
it doesn't seem like anything.
So how did you guys drift apart so quickly?
Well, she tells me that the fact that I'm, and this is sick. I mean, I don't know what to understand about this. But she tells me that I'm so responsible, it almost turns her off.
You're too responsible?
Yeah,
she's like...
No, I guess that's putting words in her mouth, quote unquote. She said that I pay the bills, I take care of things, I know about responsibility.
Hey, TCB, man,
you know,
taking care of business.
Yeah, right? And I'm like, I am just living this life. And, you know, she tells me she doesn't know how to understand that. And I mean, she's doing it, but she hasn't seen men do it.
So is she like one of those kinds of girls that are in these shitty, awful relationships, but they will just stay there because it's familiar, even though, like,
no, it's not even familiar.
He beats me and shit, but he'll stop, he'll change, and then it constantly happens, and then a good guy comes along, and
imagine
they're like...
Imagine that without the beatings and with a constant barrage to make sure that they never happened.
Right.
I mean, I'm not an aggressive man, but you mix that with insecurity, and that's the environment you have.
That's too bad.
It is.
What and caused
I'm scared
that?
To shit.
What caused that? Just previous.
Yeah, a lot of guys have heard her. One guy was caught praying over.
That's the whole shit I was talking about. Like, if you're gonna be with a chick and you're gonna fuck her all up, you have to stay with that chick. Don't fuck her all up and then send her out into the wild to fuck us all up. No, that's bullshit, and I'm
that's
sick
bullshit.
Of it.
Yeah.
If you're gonna be with a chick, fucking be with her.
Yeah.
And if you're gonna fuck her all up, you have to stay with her. So new law.
Can I tell you
new
my
law.
New law?
If you
law.
Fuck up a chick's fucking head, you have to stay with her. You own that shit. You don't send her back out, so we have to deal with it. I'm sick of that fucking bullshit. So yeah, everything was cool. We listened to that, and she was laughing and stuff, and it was fine. So I get to her house, and I, you know, she's getting her stuff, and I'm like, so can I see you tomorrow? And she's like, yeah, I work tomorrow, but yeah, we'll hang out after work, after your show and stuff. I'm like, okay, cool. And she gave me a kiss and a hug, and that went on her way. So I think it's going to work out so far. Like, you never really know. You just kind of take it day by day. But I think so far everything's all good. Back, like, better than it was before now that we're, you know, talking more and actually seeing each other. And her family...
I realize something. Things are always better, but mainly they're always different. You got that? The decision isn't to stay. The decision is, did you want to go there in the first place?
Well, the whole thing of it was, I was telling you about this at work, is that she would be like, yeah, I want to hang out and stuff, but then she would always be like, oh, I'm tired. And my whole thing was like, no matter how tired I would ever possibly be, I would always want to see you. Like, that. Maybe that's just how I am, and I'm clingy like that. But it just seems like that's kind of a weak excuse, but I don't know. I guess she said she was sorry and she wants to see me, so we'll see what happens. So I drop her off and then I go out to the fucking VFW because that's where a bunch of our friends were there and the new Salt guy was there and we're just my friend's brother's in town from Seattle and shit and he's got the new Google phone, so I was all messing with that.
The new fucking everything.
Man. That's where I started drinking a little bit and I was making little Twitter posts like, okay, I think I'm a little drunk now, I'm gonna go home.
Wow,
and
when you drunk Twitter.
Yeah. Drunk Twitter, it was fun. So, I don't know. So yeah, we're just playing pool and shit and drinking and stuff and then it's like, next thing I know, I get there and it's like midnight, and then all of a sudden, like, we're playing pool and drinking and shit, taking shots of Jamie's and Cokes and stuff. All of a sudden, it's fucking last call, and I'm like, holy fuck, dude, it's almost 2 already. And I see a couple other friends, like, these are the kids that I used to hang out with a long time ago that I kind of grew up with, and they stopped talking to me when I was junking out and stuff like that, so, but now they're friends with me and shit, so.
Didn't Mr. Man get thrown out of there, actually?
Who?
Mr. Man.
Yeah, he got escorted. He got asked to leave.
By shoulder. Yeah.
Yeah, by shoulder. Like, yeah,
but this is from a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard.
But it's because our friend is a bartender now. And
Mr. Man is...
He's got kind of a little ego going along with it. And he's nice. He's a big kid. He's a cool kid.
And he's a good friend.
It just... It's because he's a bartender now, so he has that power. And when people don't do what he says right away, he kind of gets a little attitude. But whatever. I wouldn't want to deal with a bunch of fucking drunk people all wanting more drinks and shit. I'd be like, fuck no. You're dumb right now. How many more drinks until you get even dumber?
I don't know, though. I think at the same time, if I was being a royal dick, I would expect my friends to stand up and slap me around a little.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a line drawn, I guess. I don't know.
It's a fine fucking line.
Yeah.
I like Rob Roy. I just want to say. I mean...
Did that really bug you? I mean, you got to understand, though, no matter how much you and a girl have in common, you're not going to like the same everything.
Right.
Like... especially movies. There's so many varying tastes and different directions that they could go. Like, it's hard-pressed to find someone that's gonna like all the same music you like, all the same movies you like, all the same just the whatever, you know. It's all dumb shit that doesn't have any bearing on your life anyway. It's just shit to talk about. It's like, oh...
Symptoms of a greater disease, though, really.
Or I mean. To kill time. It's like, let's watch a movie because we're too awkward to just sit here and look at each other for 2 hours.
So two things. One, it boils down to communication.
Right.
And two, I listened to this guy on the TV the other day. Check this out. He figured out that planes are crashing because of communication failures.
Right.
Like 30%, they said. Like a lot.
I mean, that's the whole basis of everything. You know, it's all communication.
And they said that the communication was all based off of a hierarchy and whether they acknowledged that hierarchy or not. So...
Right, because if one trips up, it all trickles down, and in the end, it gets really fucked up.
If a book inspires a trip, they're the fucking book. Man. There, I said there's this they, like a ooh.
Yeah, so
UFOs and shit. Fuck this, man.
Fuck UFOs,
man. UFOs.
They're gonna be our downfall. UFOs and robots.
I got one thing to say about that.
What? Yeah. So yeah, that was
right.
So oh yeah, I wanted to mention this because this was really weird. So I it's last call and I see these kids I used to hang out with and shit, and he's with this kid, and we're like, yo, where are you guys going? And they're going to their house. So I'm like, all right, let's go. So I follow them up to their house and shit. It's just me and my friend and then this other kid that he kind of knew and stuff. So we're up there just chilling and talking and, you know, just hanging out and stuff. And all of a sudden, my friend he's been drinking. I'm a little drunk, but not like I was. Like, I'm totally in control, just chilling and shit, smoking, just chilling. He's, like, really drunk, like, to the point where he's repeating the same things over and over, that kind of shit. And all of a sudden, he throws out, you guys, I need to be really serious for a minute. And, like, seriously, I'm not making fun of this. Like, I mean, I kind of am, but I'm not, because it is kind of serious, if it's true. But he's like, I think I'm dying. And I'm like, what? Are you like? He's like, dude, I'm not joking around. I'm serious. He's a little older than we are. He's like in his mid-30s, maybe like 34 or something. And he says he's been having these bad pains in his stomach and shit. And he went to the doctor and he says he has colon cancer or something. And it's bad. It's not like he can get it removed and he doesn't want to do the radiation shit. And, like, I'm sitting there just... We went from, like, totally chilling and having a good time to, like, are you seriously dying, dude? Like, I mean, are we serious here? Is this your serious face? Or?
So, I started out at the beginning of the year with Alzapalooza condemning medicine.
Right.
Okay.
Anymore,
I mean, in those situations, it's so easy for people to choose arrogance and be blind.
Well, that's what he kept saying. He's like, I could... Because they said he has to, like, totally change his diet and do all of this chemo and shit like this. And he's like, I could live to be 80 and be totally fucking miserable. Or I could live probably to around 50 and just keep having fun and enjoying myself. And, like, it kept... I don't know. It was because he was drunk and he kept going back to that. Like, he was rationalizing it to himself that, well, I would rather just keep going the way I'm going and die at a younger age than do all this bullshit that they want me to do. And live to be, you know,
thank the
and live an
that
extra
one little piece of information plays key role 30
years.
In the life of Ryan.
Well, just saying. Do you have colon cancer?
But we share friends.
Well, you don't know this kid though.
Oh, thanks for telling me. Here, well, I thought we were talking about one friend with another friend that was down the street with his other friend.
No, his name's Paul.
I know a Paul.
Yeah. Well, so I don't know. It just seemed weird. It was like a real bro moment. Like, he was reaching out because he had just found out, like, a couple days before. I don't know. Maybe it was the timing. It's like we just got done at the bar, and we're all kind of having a good time, and he, like, pulls the I'm dying thing. And
that's harsh.
I don't know. I wanted to be, like, all sympathetic for him, but I was like, that we're all kind of dying. He's like, well, I have cancer. I'm like, okay, well, isn't that why we smoke cigarettes? Like, not really right. Making jokes, but just trying to make light of the situation.
Pulling
like, that's why I smoke cigarettes, so I can get cancer.
Dentist at you.
You just got a little head start, and it started in your colon, and that colon. Sucks, but, right. Yeah. You know, what
shit
do you do?
Happens, man.
Yeah, so I don't know. Just a little something. I mean,
what's 30 versus 90 versus how many fucking billion is it? We can't even count that high, and yet we count ourselves as something.
It's just different because it's someone I actually know. It's like, but I would
didn't
still.
Did anybody tell you fuck you for Christmas?
Yeah, probably. I would still make the same jokes about it.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah, remember when everybody else was Merry Christmas and then.
Oh, yeah, and you said, hey.
We said it with such sincere smiles. Like,
hey,
it
Matt.
It was
fuck
real.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you, Ryan. And then,
you got anything you want to talk about before we do some confessions here?
We did, just then.
Well,
there was
do you have anything more?
There were some evangelists today.
That came to your house?
Some evangelists.
How did that go?
Actually, I was helping a friend jump their truck, and they came by, and I was in my truck listening to Bad Religion.
Right.
So I turned it up as loud as I could. And there was a boy with him.
With the evangelist?
With the evangelist.
Huh.
But I deliver with you. And do you know how many of those flyers have you seen that say, praise this statement, or whatever it may be, a little orange book that says, I am God, you have forgiveness. However you fucking word it, however you fucking stamp it,
right.
However you close the fucking pamphlet and whatever desk you leave it on does not mean God loves you.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you confess, you'll go to heaven.
But yeah, right. If you listen to their fucking card, you'll go to heaven. Just have a relationship with your higher power. Who gives a fuck what anybody else can define it as and touch it.
Well, yeah.
Use it. Whatever it is.
If you can touch it without it burning you.
Without dying.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's this girl I like a lot.
A lot.
I think. I like this girl a lot. I think. I want to fuck her best friend. So I like this girl a lot, but not as much as I like her best friend. So I'm going to use her to maneuver myself closer to her best friend. Because I want to fuck her. Like, I like you, but I want to fuck her. Like, you know what I mean? You ever been there? We've all been there. Hi, kitty. We've all been there.
Confessions.
Back in December.
I can tell you a story like that.
Please.
Really, all you said was fuck, but this one's kind of funny.
No, I said there's this girl I like a lot.
Okay, so I was in the Army. I was a truck driver, and there was this other truck driver, and he was a private just like me, and we had both come back from basic training. And the sergeant took us out for our exams to get our private first class promotion.
Right, PFC. Right. Yes.
I got a Hummer stuck.
Right.
Yeah, a Hummer. It makes you laugh.
That's funny. I just spent 3 hours trying to get my hum out.
Right, your hum.
Weird.
Hummers. So he was just about to call a deuce and a half to come pull him up out of this snow. It was local. Ooh.
A snowbank.
Telling stories again. Anyways, I asked for a chance and I kicked out a refrigerator and I pulled out its grates and I used them as snowshoes to get out. Yeah, it was fucking awesome. And we went back to the unit and the sergeant lied and the other fucker got the promotion.
He said it was his shit, and you got no props?
The sergeant said that the other guy got it unstuck, and I didn't get nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Like you were just watching, just sitting around?
Yeah.
That's
kind
of a dick thing to do.
Dick thing, yeah. So
fuck.
This there's a
so
this
how
is confessions, right? This
how,
is where we're going with this? I'm getting there.
How do you relate that to liking a girl but wanting to fuck her best friend?
So
I go
to the Great Northern one time, right?
Okay.
Okay. And there's this woman in there wearing a beautiful red dress. Oh, she was hot.
Right.
And I knew her. She was a sister of another girl that I hung out with when I was a kid. It wasn't any relationship, but it was a person I knew.
Hmm.
And so I was familiar with this person and her beautiful red dress. Fuck, man. And I took her home, and that was beautiful for the entire evening. And I didn't really talk to her much, and she didn't really talk to me. It was just a good night, right?
Right.
Okay. I went to the Reserve Unit Holiday Fest, And guess who walked in with his wife wearing the same red dress?
Nuh-uh.
Same.
Are you kidding?
She didn't say a word, and I had no fucking clue.
That's fine.
That's not adultery, right? I'm not going to fucking hell.
No, hey.
Right?
I didn't know. You didn't tell
me. Condemn that. I'm sorry. That was virtuous. I was happy I fucked his wife.
You could have told me.
I don't think I should feel guilty for that.
No. If
you fuck couches.
Hey, let's bring that up again. At least my couches aren't married.
I sit in the chair these days.
So back in December, I started shooting up dope. I'd been using for 3 years, but only by smoking / snorting. No big deal. I'm clean now. But I'm still lying to myself, saying that I never wanted to shoot up. It was Mike who talked me into it. Ooh. Truth is, I wanted to ask him to help me for my first time. Mm. It was Mike's fault, but truth be told, I wanted to ask him to help me.
It really takes two to do a knife hit.
Can you help me put this needle in my arm? Hey, Mike, can you help me? I need help. I need you here with me, holding this needle in my arm. Because that's sad.
It is sad.
I love my boyfriend. I love his family. Where do you think this is going? We're planning to move to another state to live near his sister. I love my boyfriend. I love his sister. But every time I'm around another attractive guy, here it comes, I lose my cool. I get all flirty and nervous, and it is wonderful! All caps.
Imagine a pheromone addiction.
I cheated once, and it was so very hot. I cheated this one time. It was so fucking hot. I felt horrible later, though. Like, as hot as it was, I felt twice that in horribleness later on. Like, after I was done and she went home, and then my wife got home, and that's when I actually kind of started feeling horrible, right about the time my wife got home, and I was like, hi, honey, better go change the sheets real quick.
When did you stop reading the story?
After I felt horrible later. Everything else was made up. I just missed the chase, and I'm afraid that if I stay with him, I will miss it too much. You ever been in a relationship for so long, you're like, man, I miss chasing tail. I miss going out there and talking to girls who are tossing all these mixed signals and shit, and then buying them all these drinks and shit, and then they wait, and then their boyfriend comes in, and then I'm like, cool. I miss that.
Whoa, chicks do that?
Yeah. You might, I don't know if you know this or not, but chicks will fuck with your head. They will fuck it up.
I'm kind of fucked up.
Are you?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about it now?
We can talk about it right now.
Well, let's go.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now.
Tell me. What's wrong?
So, okay.
Hi, Viola Chick 8.
Hey, Viola. Viola, you want to know this?
Tell me.
No, I'm going to tell Viola.
Hey, tell all of us.
No,
this Viola is a podcast.
She said something.
She didn't.
Such a female name.
She didn't.
I'm just saying.
She didn't say anything. I just noticed her in there listening. I don't even know if it's
a
she.
I know,
she.
See, we're associating it by the name Viola.
Well, because it says Viola Chick in
Viola
the name.
Chick.
It
says
Chick in the name.
Here,
shit. I assume.
Ooh, UFOs. You fucking O's.
Yes, I am a girl. O's. Viola says, yes, I am a girl.
Oh, Viola. Okay. We should tell Viola this story.
Hey, Viola, you can call in if you have Skype, 406-204-GOT-P, that's the number, or Skype the jam hole. I better make sure that is the right number. I'm like giving out this number that's not even the right one. So, please, continue.
Viola, what was the story about?
You were hurt. Tell me.
I know I was hurt.
Tell me about it.
Okay, no. I mean, yeah, Viola. Anyways.
Sorry. I'm done with you stalling. Now tell me about it.
Thanks. Viola, you're quite a distraction there. Appreciate that. Heads up.
406-204-4687 or GOT-P. That's the only thing I can spell with the phone number. So, you can call on your cell phone. I will take calls. I don't care. Okay.
Line's open on that.
That's right.
Not cool.
Story. Go.
Right. Okay, so, you know, it's not a fucking pity story. It's just the way it is.
Okay.
Right?
But
to be okay with that, right?
Right.
Which in the previous has hurt you. I mean, it's lame. It's my mom, you know.
What's wrong with your mom?
10.
What's wrong with your mom?
Seen her, like, 5 times since I was 10, right?
Okay.
So but I love her, and I appreciate my mom. I mean, I'm a fucking mama's boy, right? And I'm spoiled, and I'm lucky to have the things that I have in my life.
Okay.
A mom and a mother, right?
So what's wrong?
When the mom's torn away, it allows you the ability to miss her at a distance and still appreciate her and love her.
Right.
Find somebody else like that.
Well, that's the whole thing about why every guy grows up to marry his own mother, in essence.
Right,
because that's
and
the
mine
maternal...
is desolation, and it's just...
And that's why you go after these chicks that are just totally off.
I end up that.
Well, that and the fact that the only kind of chicks here, they're all kind of totally off.
Everybody's a little off up here.
In one way or another.
I mean, look who's doing the fucking show.
And that's cool. We love you. we love you crazy bitches. I mean, that's just how it
Viola.
Goes. I'm just saying. He broke up with me because things changed. What kind of things changed? You put on like 40, 50 extra pounds? Maybe. just saying. But in reality...
Everybody changes, though. I mean, fucking ants turn into spiders with wings and claws.
Everything changes. It's all entropy.
We
go towards the chaos. That's all. Chaos. Everything changes. But in reality, it was me just wanting him to want me more. Like, he wants me because we're together, but that's not good enough for me. I need him to want me more. Do you see that? I need more of this longing and wanting of me.
You know what? I just want the measuring stick. That's it.
Oh, shit. She's calling in.
Oh.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hi. What's happening? Oh, I forgot.
That's really loud.
I set it to auto answer so I don't have to answer it. How are you?
Good.
Good. What's going on?
Nothing much. Just I'm the only one in the chat room. It's very upsetting.
Yeah, it's the day after Christmas.
Are you Viola?
This is Viola.
Yeah. Hi.
So,
hi.
Did you just find us on live video, or are you actual listener of the Jam Hole?
I am an actual listener, but I forgot what time you guys were doing the show. And then I got your Twitter
Viola.
Message, and I was like, totally
Viola.
Sure.
Hey,
Viola.
Don't interrupt our lady friend. What?
No, Viola, fuck you.
Hey, you be nice to Viola.
Did somebody say fuck you for Christmas?
Oh, yeah, that's... He
did
said
they?
Fuck me for Christmas,
I
too.
Did, and it was sincere, and it was like, man, it fuck was, you, but I fucking props to you, man. I love you.
It was the most sincerest gift
Every
I got.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas.
Christmas. Here's
no.
a fucking drill.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. So, did Viola, you, fuck you.
Did you have a good Christmas?
I guess.
Yeah, did you get anything...
I fucking hate Christmas.
Did you get anything cool for Jesus' birthday?
Jesus' birthday didn't really give me anything really sweet.
Aww.
I got a bunch of DVDs and that was about it.
A bunch of DVDs? You're like, thanks, I could have just downloaded these off the internet for free, but thanks.
So, hey, I gotta tell you. Viola?
Please.
Check this out, right? Yep. So, my girl. Yeah, I gotta tell you, my girl.
Please.
She told me flat out she doesn't like Christmas. She's like, that's why you said that. That's why I heard you say that, right? And so she tells me this, that she doesn't like Christmas.
Right.
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 And then celebrates it.
Right, because it's tradition. It's ingrained in her brain.
No, because I love it.
She celebrated Christmas just for you, not for her child.
And then at any argument, it's, I celebrated Christmas for you.
Oh, like that's like
it's one thing
saying.
To have Jesus Christ involved, but it's another one
that's
a person.
That's really cunty.
That is
very cunty.
Yes, very cunty.
Yeah.
That's like that whole abortion thing I was talking about. If you get your girl knocked up and you don't make it like it her idea for the abortion, she will always rub that in your face. She
Dude,
will be like,
I, even say
I, aborted
like this
my, I aborted my son for you. Fuck that. It's like, no, you did it.
Hey,
you
9 years
that.
Ago, man.
You
I told
that.
You 9 years ago. That's the one part of the story I didn't tell you. I'm saying it online right now.
I can't listen to your stories.
9 years ago.
I can't listen to your stories, Ryan.
Viola, did you hear that?
You have to start?
Say cunty, Viola. Cunty.
Oh. Okay. Are you done?
I'm done. That was a fucking rant, but I'm done.
Well, thank you, Viola.
I'm done. Everybody loves Raymond.
Shut the fuck up. Okay, we'll talk
Bye,
to you.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Hola, Viola. Okay. So, he broke up with me because things changed. You know what changed? I wanted him to want me more. That's the only thing that changed. I would do anything to have him back, but I don't want him to think he can go fuck everyone and then come back when he's good and ready to. I don't want him to think that, even though that's what's happening here, because I want him to want me more.
I end up in that scenario.
Tell me about it, please.
I be in the guy.
Can you finish this story?
I end up in that scenario. No, I'm just telling you. I familiarized. That's all I can say. That's enough right there. With their own statement, they said it. I'm saying it, right? There's two. I'm not a guilty person.
Of course not. I'm a smart and very beautiful girl, so you say, and I settle for him, a boy that broke my heart. I settle for you. I can't find anything else right now, so I'll settle for you. How's that feel?
Yeah.
But I want you to want me more. You don't want me enough. I settle for you, and you don't want me enough. That is a shit. But Merry Christmas.
But Merry Christmas. That's Merry why Christmas. Sometimes people should just say fuck you.
Oh, God.
Just leave it to fuck you.
I used to love to suck his dick.
Oh.
It was nothing to me. It was no hair off my asshole.
Till it came back dirty,
hey,
I bet.
I loved to suck his dick. It was nothing to me. And I always made a fun time out of it, you know? However, he has never gone down on me. Or I've never had an O with him. You know what an O is?
Well, like, why were they there in the first place if that's not a possibility?
Hey, I give him more O's every day. He's never given me an O. He's never even given me half an O. A gasm. He's never given me gasms.
Gasms.
Definitely
nice.
Not a whole orgasm. Gasms. Never. I lie for him to make him sound better to my friends. My friends are all talking about, like, their awesome, amazing orgasms. I have to lie because he's never given me an O. I suck his dick. It's fine. I enjoy it. He's never gone down on me. Never once. I smell good down there. He's never gone down on me once. I even lie to my friends. Do you know what that's like? That's like me dating you and lying to my friends that you're actually a chick so they don't think I'm gay. Like, I lie to my friends for you. I just want you to want me more. In reality, he knows. He knows. One day that he fucked up, because one day I will move on to bigger and better things, if you know what I mean. He's, you know, he's all right. I settled for him. I like to suck his dick, but that's fine. I'm truly the best girl he will ever have, and he lost me. He's like Lost season 4, and I'm not. He lost me, just like that.
What list did you get these stories from?
Just like that. The list of real life, Ryan. This is from the list of real life. This really happens out there. Have you ever... Never mind. I think I'm going to turn out neurotic.
Neurotic.
Really, I do.
Wait. We got to stop.
This is a new one.
I know. I'm just got to say to everybody out there, Viola and everybody.
Oh, right? Please.
You are fucking amazing, dude. The ability for you to act like that and really get into that character and read their fucking story.
Well,
the inflection
I
and verbal communication that takes.
That one just happened to be mine.
No, probably not. I don't like to suck dick. I'm saying your ability to do that is wonderful. Well, I really thought you liked to suck dick.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't.
Those of you watching on TV, did you see that?
That's fun. I'm blushing. Overreaction equals satisfaction. I don't know if you know this. A little equation. This is one of the laws of physics, actually. Newton's fifth law. You may not know about it. I do. I'm into that kind of thing. Overreaction equals satisfaction. You can miss the fucker, but I hope you know. I'm not going to believe you as much. Because you overreact. I don't know what to believe. Is the sky falling? Did you lose your sheep? Is there a wolf? I don't know. Because you overreact all the time. You're a one-upper. And I don't like that. Do you know one-uppers? We know a couple of those. I'm so depressed right now. Oh, wait. I'm so depressed right now. I can't even look at porn. Have you ever been that depressed, Ryan? I'm so depressed. I can't even look at porn.
No, then at that, I actually thought you ran out of confessions and I turned away.
No.
I video.
I'm so depressed right now. I cannot even look at porn. No. Have you? Have you ever been so depressed that you're like, man, I should go play WoW? But I'm just so fucking down. I can't do it.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't be the same. I'd be wasting it. I'd be wasting
That's fucking life, man.
I'd be wasting those level ups.
Everything in this whole fucking world is a wave and an energy. Not like the hippie shit. Just string theory.
Wait, what?
It's chaos. It's not chaos, though. It's string theory.
I don't do
Look
drugs.
Up string theory. That's all I'm going to say. We're not going to have a lecture on fucking string theory, but
string theory is nice because you'll never
just a fucking piece of string, and it's not like it's implying that we're attached to anything except for everything.
It's nice because that's one of the theories you'll never really be able to prove until we get there to where
the
we can
thing
see
is,
that.
Like, this is
smaller.
A great way to sum it up. I watched it on TV. Right, Einstein came up with everything when it comes to physics. Not everything, you know, but he played a big part, or he's famous for it. Let's just say that he is, right?
I can't hear you, I'm sorry.
In his final days,
Oh,
Einstein,
there you are!
Hey, I'm
Hi.
Back! In his final days, Einstein was trying to combine real, exact life with the same physics. The same thing that we encounter with physics, as if there was a mathematical equation between the two. He was only viewing it from a theology. He was only looking at it from a religion's point of view.
What does that have to do with being so depressed you couldn't look at porn?
Well, because if we're really that fucking diverse...
In a split universe, there's a you that's actually so happy they're looking at porn.
No, but I mean, I guess the point is the reflection on that, you know, depression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a wedding in Mexico and kissed a girl whose name and face I cannot remember.
Blame it on that song that I hear on the radio, Kissed a Girl.
I was drunk, actually.
It's like metal music and they're killing their families and shit.
I will never tell my wife. Because, like, I was married at the time, even though it was in Mexico, you know, crossing country borders, it's okay. I just can't remember her name or her face. I want to find her on Facebook, but I don't know her name.
It sounds like you got what you wanted.
My stomach hurts, my heart aches, right here. And the most stupid thing is, I did it before. And I swore never to do it again. It makes me a liar. Makes me a cheater. Makes me an overall scumbag, bad fucking person.
Hold on.
You know what? Your wife was probably cheating on you while you were in Mexico. Because she knows. She knows. She's like, he's cheated on me before. It'll probably happen again. Let go and let God.
But Mexico.
Right.
Right.
Was
Ouch. Like, how is that a healthy fucking decision? Or let alone, like, if you live somewhere else, you would kind of have to make a decision. Like,
I don't...
No, I want to know where this place is at in Mexico, that on the spur of a notice, you can go there only twice, which, I mean, that's got to be like, what, 2 days? Each?
Can you stay the
Four
fuck in front of the goddamn microphone?
Microphone, right. So, okay, hey.
Christ
where is this
almighty.
Place in Mexico that you can get it down to that? I mean, you just walk in and you come out with
it
a lady.
It was a wedding. It was a wedding. He was at a wedding in Mexico and kissed a girl whose name and face I cannot even remember. I was drunk, and I will never tell my wife.
Wait, are people not even being honest with confessions? He kissed a girl, and he has to tell his wife. Come on.
She knows, dude.
But he kissed a girl?
You
Come
came,
on.
You came back, and your dick smelled like tacos. She knows.
Yeah, but that's not what he said. I mean, be honest with confessionals, at least.
Well,
I mean, really. I mean, and you're talking about not being able to tell the honest truth to something else other than what you're fucking talking about? Okay, you might have the word fuck in it. It may not be as you expect to write it, but get it out right and stop lying about lying about lying. I mean, that's just fuck you, man. In a bad way. That was a sincere
That wasn't even a Merry Christmas fuck you. That was a really sincere from the bottom of my heart fuck you.
And shit comes out like that when it's true. You know what I'm saying?
I have many time had done blowjob, and I want to leave this. What?
You're picking them.
I don't even know what that means. I have many time had done blowjob, and I want, one word, I want to leave this.
You know what? It's probably just some horny guy with a Chinese fetish wanting to write something on a blog that everybody can read about.
Whatever that makes sense.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. I get angry when I think about this girl I have a crush on going out and doing things with her girlfriend.
Ew.
Jealous? It's her girlfriend. Is she a lesbian? Like, because then I would maybe. But that's fine. Like, is it cheating? If you have a girlfriend and your girl goes out and munches muff?
I think it's just about openness. I mean, really.
As long as she tells you?
No, I don't think. I mean, I believe in like free love, you know, hey, baby, back in the 70s or 60s or whenever everybody was fucking to make the baby boom, right? I mean, I believe in that, but with restraint and respect for yourself.
Okay. So just free blowjobs for everybody?
Well, if you're really with somebody that you, I believe the commitment is from the heart, not from definition provided by language.
I love you, Nathan. I love your soul. I love your smile. I love your laugh. I love the way you look at me, hold me, and kiss me, and the way you make me feel when we're together. I love it. I love your ass. Make that your whole damn body. I love your ass. No, let's make that the whole body. And I love the way you touch me when we're having sex. Full sex. Yeah. I love your ambition and the visions you have for your life. I can't wait to be your wife. You are the missing half of my soul. That makes me better. I love you more than you can ever know. ..
Life.
Bullshit.
And wife. Just read it again.
What?
Two
the
lines.
Whole thing?
Two lines. Life and wife.
I can't wait to be your wife.
Before that?
I love your ambition and the visions you have for your life.
Okay. So in this poetic, this ambiance of profession, whatever you know, prophetic, I don't know. Fuck that. Okay.
Why is she confessing this? Do you feel bad? Is Nathan your brother? Do you have a husband? She's like, I can't wait to be your wife. I just got to get rid of my husband.
So
here.
It sounds good on paper. So, I mean, just, you know, make what rhymes. Wife, that's a big fucking statement right there. Just use it in a word because it sounds poetically sound.
It's,
I mean,
not
how
even
fucking shallow is that?
I can't wait to be your girlfriend, or I can't wait right. to live with yeah. you. It's like, I can't wait to be your wife.
Because girlfriend didn't rhyme with wife. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because it fucking rhymes. I'm going to put it down
is
on
that
paper
it?
For you.
So we change our feelings to manipulate words that will rhyme nicer together?
Yeah, that's it.
Roses are actually red.
Yeah, that's flows, and we're rhythms, and we're divinations, you know? Divinations. It's not even a fucking word, man.
Last night was the first time my boyfriend ever came inside me. Ow.
Wow.
Ow. Well, dude... Cheers. We've always used condoms before, but I wanted to feel everything he had to offer. It was amazing. 2 exclamation points.
Excuse me.
Hi, Igloo. It was so amazing. 2 exclamation points. Are you going to feel that amazing when the morning sickness kicks in and the welfare checks start coming in because now you have a kid you have to raise and you guys are like 17, 16? Is it going to be amazing with 2 exclamation points at that time? No? Do you like coming inside of chicks? Does that make you nervous?
You know what, though? I mean, with what I was talking about earlier, it's all about responsibility, and I don't think that responsibility can be defined by expectations.
Your life has to be in a responsible place in time.
No.
A stable and responsible place before you can experience what it's like to come inside a chick.
No, but nobody has the right to dictate that on anybody else but themselves.
Unless
so the only
her
thing we can do is imply them to make the fucking right decision.
To have an abortion.
Take responsibility of yourself, just yourself.
Kick her down the stairs, you're saying.
No, you can raise a kid.
Jesus, Ryan.
Pay for it. Go out there
and
fucking do something.
In today's day and age, can you, though?
Today's day and age. Man, we should talk about conspiracy locally, because I got some fucking heat news. I'm going to use it as a story. We should go on to Newbridge.
All right, hold on. Let's.
I told you earlier.
I got three more here, and then we'll do some news, okay?
Newbridge man.
You cheated on me, too.
Are we playing this out?
You cheated on me, too. Well, we were on a break. You knew it would hurt, though. I tried to say it was okay because we were on a break, but I'm really fucking hurt by it. I've been cheated on by over half of my boyfriends. Is something wrong with me? I can't believe you kissed her!
Imagine this. What's defined by cheating?
Have
Seriously.
You seen her?
I want to know this.
Were you drunk? Because I can't believe you even fucking kissed her. That's worse. That is fucking worse than when you might have slept with the other one. That's worse. I'm hurt by this. I know we were on a break, and I said that because I'm the girl, and I was like, hey, I need a break.
It's not that.
I need a break, a.k.a. I got to go out and see if I can find something better than what I have, and if not, then I'll call the break off, but if so, then later, dude. That's what that means, fucking bitches. If a girl's ever like, let's have a break, and she's not talking about
it. How many times have you heard?
Every fucking second of my life.
A lot that I've heard. You cheated on me. Not me, like, personally, but in life.
You cheated on me, too.
But during a break. Like, not even a break. Like, a separation.
I can't hear you.
I mean, I was married. Sorry, fuck, dude. I was married. And,
right?
Yeah, and I was separated from my wife. And I had sex with another woman.
While you guys were on a break.
And I'm
did you
and
do
I'm,
it?
But I'm still waiting on paperwork and what.
Did you do it to see if there was something better out there? Or did you do
what
it because...
What defines it?
Did
the
you
separation
do it?
Or the, I mean, the fact of the matter?
The words. This is done. I'm over. Did you do it, though, for that reason? Or were you over it? Did you just need to fuck something else?
I got my own apartment
else?
And had my own
I'm sick of eating Wendy's. I need
right,
some RBQs.
Yeah. Yeah, well, like when you move out, you get your own apartment. And you're paying rent somewhere. And you're $900 in debt and trying to put food on the table.
Hey.
I mean, you did, yeah, that's separate.
And then throw a kid into that equation. Now so, you
yeah,
can
exactly.
raise a kid,
yeah,
really?
And throw the pressure on top of it. I mean, into that whole mix, then it requires an urgent decision to create separation.
Does the child motivate you then to do better? What if you can't do better? Then you're just stuck with shit and a kid on top of it.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. And how often do relationships change and what can you tolerate? And
well,
like,
relationships
you know.
Change because relationships yeah. are made out of people, right?
Yeah.
People
right.
change.
Exactly.
Thus, the relationship
right.
changes. Now, if you can be in a relationship that in while the people change, the relationship actually evolves.
I figured it out.
You would be A-okay. Perfect.
I figured
but
it out.
But it's because most people, when they change right. in a relationship, the relationship doesn't evolve with the change, and then shit just gets all fucked. Or people are never happy with what they have, and they need better shit, so they go out and cheat, and that is that whole thing. So,
great.
Sucks for you guys.
I can just apply a lot of that, you know, mentality, and not mentality, but history of people and myself and life. That's just part of having a life and things you go through and experience and knowledge that you can share and use in practical
That's
life.
That's right. Hey, don't be mad at me for cheating. That's just a part of life.
No.
There it was. The man of my dreams, Shimon. There it was. I fucked him so hard until his asshole broke. It Ooh. Was good. I shoved the samurai sword up there and cut his dick off and put it in his mouth. I have never felt this good since my mom's boyfriend fucked me at the age of 10.
Wow.
There it was.
That guy was probably with my cousin.
I shoved a samurai sword all
yeah.
up in there.
Yeah.
And cut his dick yeah. off and put it in his mouth.
Salt guy with the cousin, crazy, shot his family. I bet they roomed together.
Everyone in the chat's like, whoa, where did that come from? I know, right? Like, there was the man of my dreams. I fucked him so hard until his asshole broke. It was good. I shoved the samurai sword up there and cut his dick off and then put it in his mouth. That's what we like to call insult to injury. Not only did you get your dick cut off, but then it got put in your mouth. That's the insult part.
Was that in Mexico?
I should have fucking might as well been. Mm-hmm. All right, last one here, and then we'll do some news for episode 133. Sorry. I, personally, me, I'm literally... I'm literally terrified of killer whales like Shamu. There's a lot of things in this world to be afraid of. Yes, you can pack that, please. Pack some more salvia.
Some salvia.
Oh, Igloo says, hey, how was your date, host? We kind of talked about that at the beginning of the show, but I'll mention it again. It was all right. We watched Death Race and Blindness, that movie, and then the IT Crowd. And we were, you know, holding hands and kissing and stuff. And then I took her home, and on the way home, we finally listened to some Jam Hole, but it happened to be the episode where I was like, fuck women that complain about being raped, it's their fault because they play head games, so from now on you guys can't complain about it. And then she kind of looked at me and was like, huh, But then we got to her house and she gave me a kiss goodbye and said, I'll see you tomorrow. So I think it's all good. I'm going to hang out with her after the show. So I will let you guys know, though. Thank you for asking. I am afraid, literally, of killer whales like Shamu, your ex-wife.
Ouch.
That's a dick thing to do. In fact, as a matter of fact, if I end up in hell, I think it'd be in the bottom of Shamu's tank in a dentist chair with a terrorist scraping at my teeth with that damn scrapper thing dentists always use. I'm so scared just thinking about that. What is your worst fear, Ryan, while we're at it? Your worst fear. Is it killer whales? Are you? Well, obviously you're not, but what? What's your worst fear? Don't be mad. I'm just making jokes.
I don't know.
Just making jokes. What are you afraid of?
I don't know.
What do you dream of that you wake up in cold sweats like, what the fuck? Man, that was scary.
You want to know what's something funny?
No, I want to know what you're afraid of so I can exploit that and use it against you.
I know, but I was just thinking I don't dream like that.
Are you afraid of your current girlfriend getting pissed at you one night?
Yeah.
Fucking you until... fucking you so hard your asshole breaks and then shoving the samurai sword up there and cutting your dick off and then putting it in your mouth?
No, but to be naive to such things, like, did he see it coming? I'm just wondering.
You would almost have to, wouldn't you?
I mean, unless,
would you?
Maybe they had that sort of relationship to where that actually wasn't like a piss thing. They escalated to that level of freak.
I would like to think I would see the kind of crazy coming that's gonna fuck me so hard my asshole breaks and then cut my dick off with a sword and shove it in my mouth.
Exactly.
But then again, before I get that intimate with any girls, I make sure to find out if they have ever been fucked by their mother's boyfriend when they were 9 or 10. If the response to that is yes, then okay, I can kind of expect that. But if they're like, nope, never been molested, never been raped, then everything's all good.
Right. I don't know. I was just going to say that everybody's life and who they are and throughout life and growing up and being who you are and you experience things that define your intentions, your
Why is everybody coming late? Do you guys not follow the jamhole.com/Twitter? The show started like an hour ago, and no one was in here for like the first half hour. And now people are all fucking, oh, hey, it's jamhole time. That's fine. It's time to do some news. Episode 133.
I just got to tell you my revelation. I summed everything up.
Please.
And our boss told me this.
Okay.
And it's nice because I can mention my boss.
Right.
Because our boss fucking kicks
ass. Our boss is kick ass.
Yeah, totally kicks ass. But I just want to say, I realized something, and my boss told me, and I was wondering, and I even asked my brother, and the answer all came back all at the same time, and the answer is this, and nobody even told me. I'll tell you. I sent a message to my brother, and I says, brother, why is it so easy for me to say goodbye? You know? And the question isn't that. The question isn't when to say no. The question is, when do you say yes?
When it feels right.
Yeah. No, but you can't even sum it up like that?
Because feelings change. What feels right one day might not feel right the next day. That's why the shit has to evolve.
And yet we define our lives by it.
Right.
Yeah.
Game All right. You ready, you ready to do some news here?
A Newbridge man says...
Hey!
What?
What are you doing?
I'm doing
We have a protocol. Call it in the air, please. Heads or tails?
Heads. Tails.
It's heads.
Hey. What?
You can't say both. It's got to be one of the
two. Colt in the air, heads, tails.
Heads or tails.
Heads, tails.
Not this wasn't an and in general.
I guess under protocol, heads would be first. And then heads.
Okay, read your fucking story. This one is called what?
Newbridge man's 12-hour wait for stab op. This was, do we say the date even?
No, just read the headline.
But it matters.
Say this one. Have you ever listened to the show? Holy Christ.
Have you ever read a fucking article?
How many episodes have you fucking been on?
I'm going to say the time.
How many episodes have you been on?
I'm going to say the time. This was 12:20 p.m.
What is this one called? Say it into the mic.
Newbridge man's. Newbridge.
What is this?
I'm just going to read it.
I'm going to kill you.
It was good with a Newbridge man. You got it. 12:20 p.m. A Newbridge man says he waited for 12 hours with a knife stuck in his back for an operation.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder how that knife got stuck in his back.
Yeah, and why would he wait for 12 hours? Like the time had anything to do with it? You could have just said this happened 12 hours earlier from when you went in and had immediate treatment. You fucking idiot.
I don't think it was his fault. I think he got there. He's like, hey, can I get some fucking service? I got a knife in my back here. And the doctor's like, join the fucking club,
right.
Dude.
We
all got knives in our back. No problem.
I'm reading this article straight, so I can throw out his name, can I? Is that
what? Just read the fucking story.
Fuck you, man.
Holy Christ.
In a bad way. Man, there's so many terms of that. Dean Scriven, 27, from Pantside, said although he was rushed to Newport's Royal Gwent Hospital by ambulance at 3:30 a.m. at Saturday, the knife remained in his back for at least 12 hours until it was finally taken out at the University of Wales Hospital.
Finally.
The following afternoon.
Why did they?
That's, you were right. He was waiting at a hospital.
He got to the emergency room. They're like, one moment, we'll be with you. And then, like, fucking 12 hours later, they finally get there. And they're like, oh, here's yank, knife out of your back.
No, I don't know. This is a lame fucking story. Couldn't you give me a better story than this?
You make it
fuck
better.
Okay.
It was a slow news
the
day.
The 6-inch knife was lodged in Mr. Scriven's back between his shoulder blades and narrowly avoided his spinal cord and vital organs. His ordeal began after a knife incident in Cairns.
A +5 knife incident.
That's why you put that in. This is the whole story is about not being able to pronounce Caerphilly County. Now they're doing it again.
What are you doing?
His ordeal began after a knife incident in Caerphilly County Borough at 2:30 a.m. on Saturday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to keep going?
Yes.
I fucking hate you.
Read the fucking story. Make it funny.
Mr. Scriven and his mother, Christine, arrived at the Royal Gwent in an ambulance at 3:30 a.m. He was taken to the theater at about 7 a.m.
Okay, so this dude...
No, you gotta let me read the story. That was funny to me, right? Like, he went to the theater and nobody knew when. Like here he is at the hospital. He's got a knife in his back and we're wondering about 12. And in the middle of the, hours, right? And halfway through, he was taken to the theater.
Why?
Well, at about 7 a.m. See? Made you say why. That's funny. But was then told he would need to go to Cardiff to have the knife removed.
Oh, they're like, we don't do that here.
Exactly. Yeah,
this is actually the place that puts knives in. You need to go down the block and to your left.
Right. To the theater.
Okay. To the theater.
The reflection of the blade meant doctors at the Royal Gwent couldn't pinpoint where the knife's tip was from the x-ray. And they wanted a specialist to operate on Mr. Scriven. So contacted the hospital in Cardiff.
Okay. So, what took so long? Okay. If he would have went to the right place in the first place, he would have been okay?
No, this is it, man. This is a good story here. It's turning on us.
Okay.
Mr. Scriven said he was treated with morphine. That's why. The guy was getting 12 hours of a fix. He's like, dude.
I don't think that's...
No, I'm good. Just pull over. We can get some fries.
Are you saying...
He's in the back of an ambulance, and they stopped it for a few... Salvia, right? And that's legal. There's, like, stores you can stand and
saying-
smoke the shit.
That this guy was a junkie.
Yeah, he said pull over.
And he stabbed himself to go get pain medicine?
No, I don't think that's the topic here. I think
is that
the
what
fact
you're
is
saying?
The driver of the ambulance was a junkie and they pulled over with him and spent 12 hours on the morphine and the salvia.
Okay, I don't think that's what happened at all, dude.
Yeah. All right. And after he was treated with morphine, left to lean on a trolley as he couldn't sit or lie down because of his injuries.
Right, because he had a knife in his back.
Right.
Got it. Anyone listening live now, we got a jam hole phone number, 406-204-GOT-P. It's like 4687. I don't fucking know. It's on the jamhole.com/forums. If you want to call in, if you have anything to say about this, please feel free.
Oh, this is what's sad. I have a quote.
Please quote.
Mr. Scriven's mother, Christine, said she was disgusted at the wait. Quote, we kept being told that they had to wait for another doctor, and they couldn't do anything. It was a joke! Dean was in terrible pain.
It's not a very good joke.
Wow. It was a joke. They were joking. With her. They're like, wow. Like, I'm sorry, man. That's not a knife stuck in your back.
Because he can't see it. It's in his back, right?
Right,
like,
yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, but it
no,
was a
that's
joke,
actually... Dude, you have a dildo in your back.
Wait. Sums it all up.
Please.
With after the Saturday incident, a second man was found to have a knife wound in the chest.
Of course.
His injuries were non-life-threatening.
Thank
he was released from the hospital on Sunday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Is that for that story?
All to get some morphine. Fuck, man.
That's not... Oh, God.
Wow.
All right. Well, this one is called... This one was sent in to us by 26, actually, in this little Christmas story. This one is called Child Greeting. Santa was first victim, police say. This one comes out of L.A., the West Side. Dressed as Santa, Bruce Jeffrey Pardo walked up to his ex-in-law's home in Covina on Christmas Eve and knocked on the door. West Covina.
North Side.
I'm dressed up like Santa Claus. I'm going to my ex-wife's house. I don't know why. No, I'm going to my ex-in-law's house. My wife's parents. My ex-wife's parents. Dressed as Santa. An 8-year-old girl, elated to see Santa, ran toward the door. That's when police say Pardo lifted a gun and shot her in the face. He's like, ho, 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 bitch! Boom! Fucking ex-wife dead. Boom! Fucking bitch-ass in-laws dead, just laying it to waste, dressed as Santa, yelling ho, ho, ho. That's awesome. Merry Christmas, little 8-year-old. Where'd you get me, Santa? Some fucking buckshot. Boom! But seriously, this isn't funny. Pardo, 45, with a gun in one hand and a wrapped present in the other, began shooting indiscriminately, police said at a news conference Thursday. He sprayed the living room with bullets. Nearly 25 friends and family members were at the home for an annual Christmas party. Some ran, some took cover under furniture, some broke windows in an effort to escape. One woman jumped from the second story of the home, police said. Roll in here dressed as Santa, just bringing like the harbinger of fucking death and destruction in your ho 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 outfit, and all these people just freak the fuck out. It's like chaos, dude. Jumping out windows, like, ah, fuck the kids and the women and this shit, dude. I'm out, like, through windows, and oh man. You just soak that in for a moment. Just fucking boom! Just spraying it down, dude. On Christmas. Christmas Eve, actually. Could you imagine if we were at the employee party and Travis just rolled up and was like, what's up, bitches? I'm back! Boom! And just start laying it down, dude. What would you do? We were on the second floor. Would you have been that woman that just bailed out the fucking window? Or would you have been like, under the table and shit?
Why do you think I brought you that Christmas present?
Protecting the women.
Why do you think I brought you that Christmas present?
I'll protect you.
You know what's funny about that? The Christmas present.
Oh, yeah, we did. I didn't even talk about that.
It's when I got this Christmas present for you, okay? Salt guy to water guy. I really, really wanted you to get it, and we tossed.
Yeah, so what we did at the employee Christmas thing, everyone brought a gift. And then we all start out holding our gifts that we brought, and they read a story. And every time they say right in the story, you pass the gift right. And every time they say left, you pass it left. So at the end of the story, everyone has a different gift. And my gift was a Rubik's Cube that was, and then this little vibrating stuffed animal thing from Walmart, because me and Nicole, like, we got two. You brought a fucking
salami. To anybody else, it would have been a fucking summer sausage, right?
It was a big old fat summer sausage
To anybody else, it would have just been a piece of meat. But to you?
It was a big old thing to fuck stuff with.
Yeah, why do you think my girlfriend didn't like you, right?
Is that what it was?
Because you actually did. Because
I went
saying, at the table. Because
I was all going under the table, tickling her vagina with
Not hers. Not hers.
That was hers, I'm pretty sure.
No, dude, I saw where that
she moved every time I was doing
just
it.
Saying,
so.
Hope nobody's listening.
Okay. So what would you have done if Travis would have just been like back from wherever he went and just... Because you worked there when Travis worked there. If you guys don't know, Travis was the kid I very first started this show with. And then...
And I should say, I
like,
got,
would you
I got
have
promoted.
Just...
I did, man.
Would
I
you
became the install guy.
Yeah,
that's
you are
good.
The install
so
guy.
So I'm only the salt guy. Yeah, we should change that. I
so
can't
would
be
you
the
have,
salt guy now. I just
would
changed
you,
my name.
Would
on,
you have
on air?
Excuse me. Would you have just jumped out the window? No?
All jumped right. out the window?
Never mind.
Who would? Who did?
Neighbors heard gunfire and called 911 shortly before 11:30 p.m. Police said they arrived within 3 minutes to find the home engulfed in flames. Police said Thursday afternoon the 6 bodies had been recovered. The L.A. County Coroner's Office later said 2 more bodies had been recovered. So, a total of 8 bodies. The names of the victims been released. Police said they have not accounted for 3 people. We are sans his ex-mother-in-law, ex-father-in-law, and ex-wife, whom he recently divorced. They are missing. You think he got him? You think he's, like, holding him hostage and shit? This is for cheating on me on Craigslist? And for raising this little bastard 8-year-old that he just peppered in the face with buckshot? Oh, man. No?
I don't know.
Huh. The 8-year-old, whose injuries indicate the bullet went straight through her face, is recovering at a hospital in L.A. She survived! She has a very, very severe injury to her face. You injured my face. She's gonna come back on some revenge shit. From now, she's 8 years old. She's gonna, like, train. It's gonna be like a montage until she's about 26. And then she's gonna go after this guy, like Steven Seagal, Out for Justice style. It'll be Christmas. It'll be a stormy, like, Christmas night. And she'll fucking ring the doorbell. And he'll be all old and shit. And he'll open the door. And she'll be like, Merry Christmas. Boom! Just in the face. I can see that. I'm calling it right now. If in 20 years, I'm calling that shit. That shit will happen.
Sometimes that shit's genetic. We're talking about that earlier.
Yeah. Is it your kid? That very well might happen.
Did the same thing happen in another generation, maybe? Huh?
What? Police believe that Pardo stopped shooting. He unwrapped his gift after he stopped shooting. A homemade device used to spread fire and used it to set the house on blaze. He had a present. He made a fucking homemade flamethrower. Wrapped it up in gift wrap like I'm going to this house to spread just death and destruction. Put a little bow on top. Fucking sprays the house down with bullets. And then he sits down and, like, unwraps his present and shit. And it's this little flamethrower. And then he just torches the place. Holy shit. Holy shit, dude. I'm sorry. This is a Merry Christmas to me. This is amazing.
That's insane.
Buchanan said the device was, quote, something we have never seen before. Covina Police Chief Kim Rainey described it as a pressurized tank attached to another tank filled with accelerant. You picture that? Like, a tank, and then another tank, and then probably, like, a nozzle thing to spray with? With, like, flammable substance, some seriously flammable shit. It is. See, Igloo says that's messed up. It's all movie style. Like, this is totally like a movie. This guy watched one too many Schwarzenegger movies, and he's like, I'm gonna fucking do this right. I'm going out fucking guns and gift wrap presents. That's like that part in that Antonio Banderas movie where he's carrying the violin case, but there's a fucking gun in it, and he just looks all badass. Like, yeah, I play the violin, no big deal. But then it's like, just spraying shit. That's amazing. 16-year-old with gunshot wound and the woman who jumped out the window were also being treated at the hospital, of course. You're not making two stories out. You know, I would pay money to see some, like, fat office bitch just have to jump out of the window because she's afraid for her life. Just, I'm just picturing that. Like, that would be so fucking awesome. Authorities identified bodies. Let's see. At the news conference, they said the recovered bodies were severely burned and charred, making it necessary to use dental and medical records and x-rays to establish identities. The intense fire caused the top floor of the two-story house to collapse onto the first floor. Like, it just burned. Like, done. Rainey said Pardo's former in-laws regularly have... It's okay. You okay?
I'm good.
Okay. His former in-laws regularly have a Christmas Eve party, and that one neighbor always arrives dressed as Santa. This year, that neighbor was away, So that was his little in to get in there. He's like, oh, maybe that neighbor was away because he killed him. So he could be, he knew. He's like, it's Bill's turn to be Santa. I got to infiltrate some shit. So he killed Bill, took Bill's Santa outfit. He put it on, had his gift wrap flamethrower and his fucking shotgun with buckshot. And then he just was like, ho, 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 merry fucking death, miss. And he just killed everything.
It's called natural selection, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think Dennis that's Leary called said it crazy. Best,
yeah. Natural selection.
Natural selection? Yeah. Because well, you weren't smart enough to not get hit by gunfire and flamethrower?
You listen to heavy metal, you go home, you kill your parents, you blame it on the lyrics. I mean, well, bitch, that's natural selection. That's just
I think his unemployment solution.
Thank
I think
you.
His ex-wife just fucked him and he wanted revenge. I think that's theory. What it was.
It's a statement too.
Yeah. Well, that's it for that story. They recovered weapons and all that shit. Police suggested marital problems as a possible motive for the attack, and they said they believe Pardo was and his wife of 1 year finally settled a contentious divorce last week. So that I called that shit, kind of. I think that's why. That's it for that story. What you got for us? Please.
I got a mega orgy to tell you about in Tel Aviv.
Please.
Yeah, it was
please.
Canceled due to public pressure.
What is this one called?
I'll say it again here. Mega orgy.
Excuse me.
In Tel Aviv, canceled Ryan. Due to public pressure. That's
Ryan,
the name of it.
This one? How do we read stories?
I was saying.
What do we say, though? You have to follow the protocol.
What's the fucking protocol then?
This one is called.
Oh, you have to announce it. That's what you
yes.
I've said it twice now, you know.
I know, but neither time have you
this
used.
This is the title to the show.
No, excuse me.
To the show.
Will you fucking say it right?
Yeah.
Serious.
Yeah, this is the title to the article.
This one is called.
See, I can be passive.
Ryan.
This one is called Mega Orgy in Tel Aviv, canceled due to public pressure.
Thank you. See, you now, how hard was that?
It was good. Kay. It was good, yeah. So, what kind of public pressure are we talking about? Would cancel
they're having
a mega orgy.
A mega
public
orgy.
Pressure?
Church pressure. You cannot have mega orgies.
That's where you went with that.
You cannot have mega orgies in Tel Aviv.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't care how many Persian nightclubs you own. You cannot do that.
Right. Well.
It's Tel Aviv. You go to Sodom and Gomorrah if you want to have your orgy parties. Not here in Tel Aviv. This is the Holy Land.
Okay. Well, you want to
dirt.
Read it?
Read it.
Okay. Sex Fest scheduled to be held on International Orgasm Day and seeking
wait,
to promote.
Wait, excuse me? Pardon?
You heard it right. International Orgasm Day.
What day is that?
Sex Fest scheduled to be held on International Orgasm Day.
What day is that? Excuse me?
I thought you told me to read the article.
Oh, read it.
Yeah. I was just wondering what you meant by that. Sorry. To promote world peace. So this is, yeah. Called off after owner of venue meant to host event caves into threats.
So, you're gonna fuck a bunch to spread awareness for what?
World peace.
World peace.
Yeah.
You're gonna have a bunch of sex, right?
Yeah.
And because you're having sex, people yeah. will learn well, about. I don't understand that. Yeah.
Well,
can you explain
you know
that
after,
to me?
I'm there. I'm with you. I'm going. Woo!
Like, yeah. How do you do that?
Well, after weeks of preparations for the largest sex event of its kind in
right.
Israel, organizers were forced to cancel it this week due to public pressure and threats exerted on the owner of the venue where the sex fest was to take
okay,
place.
Okay, hold on. Stop right there.
Where?
Right
at
there.
The event in question?
Stop.
I will.
I'm not questioning how or why it got shut down or any of that. Like, how are you do? I don't understand how you're spreading world peace from having a bunch of sex. Like, I'm stuck on that.
It's called society based on self-fulfillment. There's a secondary article that goes with it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does that explain why? Because we can all have sex and through that, the world will be more peaceful?
It's called Aurelian.
Is it because you're just fucking and
no, it's called
people...
a Aurelian movement. It's like a movement of several hundreds of followers in Israel and some 70,000 members worldwide.
Viola has
Aurelian
a point.
Movement.
Viola has huge. A point. She says, who cares if it makes sense? It is an excuse to fuck. That is a good yeah. point.
Well, this is a quote. It says, we don't believe in demons, ghosts, and gods, so they just fuck. That, I mean, it doesn't say so you just fuck. It says, Drari. But, hey, they don't believe in anything, so they have sex. All right, back to the fucking article. The event in question, which was scheduled to take place on International Orgasm
Day.
Got
that, right.
Aimed to bring together some 250 participants seeking to promote world peace through multiple orgasms reached by masturbation or sex.
Huh.
Yep.
So every time I jerk off, you're telling me the world
it's getting to be a better
gets
place.
To be a little better.
Yeah, that's where they're going.
So you're actually telling me that when I jerk off, God is actually not killing kittens every time I orgasm from jerking off, but it's actually going to make the world a little better.
Well.
Huh. So.
251, I guess.
Should I be doing that more? Like, is that. Can I make the world perfect single-handedly by just jerking the fuck out of myself off?
Well, this is... you want to hear the other part of what you would need to do that?
Sure.
Okay. The orgy...
the women?
Orgy was...
You can't actually just do it by yourself. You actually need women to fuck.
Well, no, okay. I think they're getting a lot more than
well,
just women.
Well, shit.
Yeah. The orgy was organized by the Raleighian movement. Hey, I said that. Thank you, article on society based on self-fulfillment. Movement. Okay, the orgy was organized by the Raleighian movement, a UFO religion whose followers believe humankind was created by aliens. The group spokesman, Kobe Drari, said that the orgy was meant to include straights, gays, lesbians, and bisexuals.
Of course.
All of them over 18.
Right.
And a quote from this person.
Because actually, if you're doing this to spread peace and there's girls in there that are under 18, it actually ruins...
It does. It ruins the,
the whole
story,
spell of the thing. Yeah. And it actually makes the world not better, but worse.
Right. And we're looking for that. We're like, we want this orgasm to save the world, because if that were the case...
But you have
good.
To be 18.
Right.
We don't want to...
Yeah,
because... Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
A 17-year-old orgasm doesn't count.
No, that makes the world worse.
Right.
Got it. Okay.
And they said masturbation, and I masturbated way before the age of 17. I'll
right.
say that. Yeah, so...
But you're not masturbating
else. The world is today because of my 12-year-old sexual fantasies.
Right.
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 That's pretty sick. Okay.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah,
I'm board
sorry.
With this.
I'm really sorry.
Go.
Yeah.
Move
okay.
forward. Hey, you know, when
no,
I was
Kobe Drari said
hold
something.
On, hold on. When I was at City Brew it's looking pretentious, finding stores for the show today,
right.
I ran into my friend, and he gave me a catalog of things that I can get the Jamhole logo on. And do you know what one of those things happened to be?
Condoms?
How did you fucking know that? Did I tell you that earlier?
I was hoping.
That's crazy.
I have a sweatshirt, man.
I know.
If I had a sweatshirt and a Jamhole condom.
But if we got like 5,000 Jamhole condoms.
Who else could
just,
walk up like, you know,
just spread them everywhere.
Who would,
like, I would
I
get.
Would if I was drunk.
I would get in my Jamhole plane and I would just spread them on the world. That's, oh man, that's going to be so awesome.
I will help you pay for those.
Yes, they're
and
not expensive.
Whichever you
I will
don't
just,
use, okay?
I will give them to people. And
no.
Yes, because I don't
clinic.
Want to and put them at the clinic. Like,
free donations
hey,
from
your,
the Jamhole.
Does your dick
jam
burn?
Hole.
Listen to the Jamhole. It
right.
won't make your dick stop burning,
right.
but at least you won't be thinking about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah, because we're not going to remind you by talking about your dick burning.
That
right
should
now,
be our new tagline. Hey, does your dick burn? Listen to
right.
the Jamhole.
Listen to the Jamhole.
Done and done. Right.
Well,
I like it.
Some people need to stand up for themselves.
I know.
All right. Kobe Drari says this.
Please.
The purpose of the event was to try and... Oh, maybe it's a chick, dude.
Can you do it in a chick voice?
I don't know
do
what
Do it in a chick
is.
Voice for me.
All right.
Please. And go.
Well, the purpose of the event was... That's a gay voice. I can't do a...
That's painful.
Yeah, I was... I'm sorry. Not,
just do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
The
we have clues to do tonight, too. I got some clues from Frankie Sino.
Excuse me. The purpose of the event was to try and bring world peace... Through mass orgasm.
Okay.
This, by experiencing consensual sex mm-hmm. and natural, uninterrupted pleasure.
Uh-huh.
It was important to make love.
Very important.
Without feeling guilty.
Of course.
Or shy.
Right.
He explained.
That was nice.
He explained that.
You have kind of, I was kind of like closing my eyes imagining.
And I don't think the first one was gay. I think Southern Belle.
I was
female
imagining what you would look like
gay.
If that's like what you look like, and It was kind of cute, I have to say.
And gay. Back to being totally gay. Totally gay. Yeah. Okay. I'm good with that, man. You're pretty. Not really, I'm just saying. You're kind of pretty.
Igloo, imagine a little old lady. That was the second voice, yes.
What was it?
Your little old lady voice.
My little old lady voice?
Oh, hey, Indie Cam Guy says, hey, sorry I was late, but I was getting pussy, and sorry, but pussy first. Do you agree? I fully agree. It's okay.
Who?
Was it your wife? Who? Were you not? Yeah. Okay.
That's why they say who. Because, you know, Jody's got your girl when you go away to the Army and you go to basic training. They say, Jody's got your girl.
I don't know what that means.
Army guys say who. Who? Right? Come
like
on.
Whore?
It's at the root and core of every whore. Army man.
Who?
Who? Like whore. They're asking who.
Who's a who? Oh, who?
Who? Who is sleeping? Who's Jody?
Who?
Jody's got your girl.
Okay. Continue.
Okay. Durari protested the fact that nowadays the words war, violence, and murder have become more legitimate than sex, orgasm, and pleasure.
Right.
It should be the other way around.
That's right. We need to stop killing.
Several years ago, an Iraqi boy.
Stop killing. Start fucking.
Yeah.
So out
and it goes
whenever,
to Iraq with that. Good call.
Whenever you are in your day-to-day life and you were about to kill somebody, actually don't kill them, but fuck them.
Yeah.
And then that will make the world more peaceful.
This might not turn out well.
But they told me to just fuck.
Well, this is Durari talking. Several years ago, an Iraqi boy whose limbs were amputated was shown on TV.
Right.
So he's getting his references from television.
Of course.
Okay. And everybody treated this as if it was okay. But when Janet Jackson exposed her breasts during the Super Bowl, the American nation was appalled.
That's right. No amputated kids. More Janet Jackson titties.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
That would make the world more peaceful.
We wanted to put into practice the saying, make love.
People were just appalled just for the sake of being appalled because there's nothing happening.
So we are the spawn of aliens, and there were 251 in attendance at International Orgasm Day.
Right.
Sex Fest.
2008 Extravaganza.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
So is that for that story?
That's it.
All right. Well, I got a story here. We'll do a couple clues, and then we will probably get the fuck out of here. I have a girl to go hang out with. Yeah. I'm going to try and get her on the show so we can talk it out. Be like, hey, what do you really think of me? And she'll be like, you're a dipshit. And I'll be like, cool. All right, this one is called Angry Wife Jailed After Biting Husband's You-Know-What. And if you don't know what, well, I will tell you what. She's kind of hot, actually, for once. Like, usually when we read stories about chicks, like, just cutting shit off and biting shit off and just being, like, bitches, they're usually real, like, not very good looking, you know? She's pretty cute, I gotta say. 27-year-old Deltona. Oh, this comes out of our most fucked up state, also Florida. I forgot to mention that. A 27-year-old Deltona woman told authorities she bit her husband's penis. So it was his penis. That is you know what. Or, yeah. So now you know what.
Back to, you know.
Got it.
In your mouth.
In your mouth. Oh, yeah. Weren't we talking about this earlier?
Yeah.
Weird. I really don't plan shit like that. She bit her husband's penis because she actually did not want to have sex with him. He wanted to have sex with her. She was not into it. He put his penis near her mouth. Like, you know how you do sometimes when your chick's, like, not really into it, and you're like, just suck it. That's all I want. Just suck it, and then we can both go to bed. Because if you don't suck it, I'm going to be up all night bugging you to suck it. You're going to be up all night getting bugged to suck it. It's like, just suck it and get it over with. He fucking put it on her face. She was like, fuck this. And just bit that shit off. And then he called 911. Oh, that's all. That's, I don't know. That's sad. Cheris Bowers was arrested Saturday by a county sheriff's deputy accused of misdemeanor battery. A judge set her free Sunday without requiring her to post bail. The judge was like, I know how that can be. I understand.
Who does that?
I understand. Sometimes you just don't want a dick in your mouth. You know what that's like. Sometimes you feel like sucking cock, and sometimes you're just like, I'm just not in the mood. I just, honestly, I love you. You're my husband. I just don't feel like it right now. I have a headache.
I don't know.
Have you ever had that before? Have you ever been like, just suck it? And then I'll just suck it. That's all. See, I got to remind myself when I let her listen to the show, like, not certain parts of it, like this.
fuck. So wait. You're asking... What?
I'm asking you. Never mind.
I want to hear the question, the actual question.
Have you ever been in that position that you've just been like, just suck it, please? I want to go to bed, but I can't until you do that. No?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No.
Do you just wait till they fall asleep and then just kind of put it in real quick? Because usually when it's at that, by the time it gets to that point, it's just like, it's just going to take a minute, really. Like, I mean, you can wait. And then they wake up, holler and rape and bullshit like that. And it's like, come on, really? Was it really rape? Or was it you were just being a bitch? I love you. I love you all.
Wow.
Her husband, DeLu Bowers, today would not comment. They're like, how does it feel? And he's like, I'm no comment. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it right now. This whole area of my body, it hurts, and I'd really just rather not talk about it. According to Sheriff's Office report, the Bowerses had been to a bar. Hi, we're the Bowerses. The Bowerses? Bowers? Fuck you, Ryan.
Fuck you,
the Bowerses had been to a bar Friday night. See, alcohol was involved. That's...
Yeah.
DeLu Bowers told authorities that when they got home, his wife began to perform oral sex on him, but then began to bite his penis. So, her side of the story, she bit it because she didn't want to have sex with him. He was like, we got home, she started sucking it, and then all of a sudden she just bit it because she's crazy or something.
I bit a vagina.
He tried, what?
Yeah. Recently.
What? Recently?
Recently, yeah.
Please.
I did.
Would you care? What happened?
I really love caningulus.
Okay.
Okay. I don't mean to share that except for to get in the story.
Well, that's fine.
I was really into it, man. I was really, really into it. And
see?
Wait, and I won't even get... I don't even think I should get dirty detailed on this.
Please!
You want me to get dirty
please!
Detailed?
Please!
Okay. So, like, there was, you know, like a 3.5-inch little dildo thing.
Right.
And you know, and... getting penetration with that, and at the same time,
you are her.
She was.
And you are her. Hey, hold on.
It was
you
off
her.
Of my chin.
You are her.
I don't think that's the penetration.
Ryan?
Nope. Ryan. So I'm telling you. So, okay, listen to this story. It's great. So, and the vibrator, right, kind of came back out and hit my chin, and I was going to let it come out and take it out, you know?
With
and
your
it was,
teeth?
Yeah.
That's hot. All right.
Except for the labia was wrapped around
oh,
the
dildo. Oh, like just holding on to the vibrator?
Yeah, and I bit the labia.
Did she just fucking punch
oh,
you in the
face? Oh, she almost cried. Yeah, but she didn't hit me. Yeah, I was. I don't know. I was just...
Oh,
I felt
no.
so bad, you know, I just gotta say.
Did you, really? Did
yeah,
she cry?
Yeah, but it
cry?
Was like her 12th orgasm, so I mean, she would, I mean,
Riley,
how do you cry?
Riley.
It doesn't matter how painful it is after 12 orgasms.
Fucking that
saying.
Shit raw,
yeah.
son.
Well, no, that
shit,
was all
Ryan.
Ridiculous. That was all just...
Really?
Yeah.
Wow,
great.
Ryan.
Yeah, but then I bit her afterwards, so.
Did she?
How cool is that?
Did she bleed?
She did, yeah, and I had to put like A&D ointment on it, and I even took a picture. Yeah, that's not going on the jam.
Wow, dude.
I took a picture so she could see it. I felt bad. And then I showed it to her.
Hold on.
Yeah.
This kid just entered the room and he's like, dude, is your cat dead? Like, I didn't even notice that. She kind of looks dead. That's fucked up. Hold on.
It is fucked up.
Are you okay? Hey.
Oh, spasms.
That's weird, dude. She's like twitching and
She's
shit.
She's dreaming.
Are you? Hey, wake up.
Oh.
That was so... Are you okay? No, she was just sleeping. Thank you, though. That was weird. Okay, so, Dick
yeah,
got bit. Okay. According to the deputy, they were at the bar, right? They got home. She started sucking. This is her fault. She bit it. He tried to stop her, he told a deputy, but she kept at it. He's like, I tried to get away, but she wouldn't let it go. It was in her mouth, just lockjaw, we call that. Just clamp the fuck. You clamp down on that fucker. Oh, that's a distorted view.
There. Wow.
He then began to punch her in the head and push her to the floor, and she let go, according to the arrest report. Could you imagine? Just, like, she's sucking it, and it's all good and shit, and all of a sudden she just clamps down. Is your initial reaction to just punch the, like, whatever is causing that excruciating pain, I need that to stop, like, right now. You would just do anything you could, right? I mean, I'm not condoning, like...
I hear you, though.
I'm not condoning punching bitches in the head. But if she's clamped down, like, she's seriously... Like, this is my serious face. If she's seriously just biting you... And she won't stop. Like, I would first ask, like, could you please not do that? But, you know,
it would all depend on the overbite.
It would all depend on the overbite.
Like, if there's some space in there, you know.
It would also depend on, does she have balls in with the dick, or is it just the dick? Because that would hurt even more, I think. Or braces.
Yeah. That,
very good point. Yep. Or braces. Yep. So, are you saying you would fucking the one?
I'm telling you, it would all depend on the overbite. I mean, it might be an educational opportunity. It might be something you'd knee-jerk about.
Yeah, that's another thing. It could just be initial, like, just knee-jerk reaction. Like, something's biting my dick. Right, I want it.
There's no way.
I can definitely see that. For those of you not on the cameras for the podcast, I was actually making the... Okay.
All's fair in love and war. Did you hear that?
No, who said that?
Yeah.
Viola? Yeah. Of course. Yeah, that's true. Like, if she throws a fucking plate at your head...
So maybe I have a right to be
she
afraid.
She should almost expect it.
Yep. Yeah.
She should almost expect it. You throw a plate, you're going to get a mug or a coffee cup or something thrown back. You just have to accept that that is a fact of life and what she said. Charis Bowers gave the officer two versions of what happened. She first said she was sitting on the couch when her husband walked over and put his penis in her mouth. So, version one, I'm just chilling, watching the Chappelle show. He just comes out of nowhere, fucking dick in my mouth. I bit it. Maybe that was her knee-jerk reaction, if you will. That was her. So, and then she bit it, he punched her in the head, and then...
I doubt it was that, though. That was probably the context of the relationship.
Well, is that weird to have two versions of the story? Well,
everybody
has
different fetishes. Well, maybe that was something that they developed together, and then all of a sudden she decided, nah, I don't like this so much.
No, but what I'm saying is the actual fact that when she went to the cops, she had two versions of the story. Like, that almost says she's the one that's lying, and maybe he was the one that was right. They were at a bar, they went home, she started sucking it, and then all of a sudden bit it. Maybe he was skeezing on some other hoes at the bar, you don't know. You weren't there.
Yeah.
Quote, she then bit it to get him away from her. So, he was there, put it in her mouth, she bit it, just to get away, just a little love bite. Just, don't do that right now. after the show, honey.
It would depend on like whether it was at the show.
Well, what? That's being silly.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, like, how absurd. Was there somebody else standing there?
No, just her and him. So this is the second version of the story. She later said her husband walked over with his penis exposed, and then she bit it. So story one, he actually put it in, and she bit it. Story two, he was just walking by. She, like, lunged out and just fucking, like, a lion, just, and just
and
bit that shit.
How accurate must you be and how quick to, for sure. You know, to...
Either way, the deputy saw the injury, photographed it, and then arrested Mrs. Bowers. And that is it for that story. She is pretty hot, though. I'll post links to all these stories in the show notes, and you guys can see her. She's pretty.
She's scary from this side.
Well, that's because she's got the orange jumpsuit on. She's sad. She's like, I didn't want to have to bite dick.
Yeah.
She's hot, though. Just knowing that, I'm going to do you all a favor, and I'm going to jerk off to this picture later on. That's for you guys, okay? That's for you guys. But, yeah, she's hot. So that is it for that story. We have some clues to do. Can you flip back over to the other program so I can see that? Nope. The program. Not that. Nope. Hey. Down. that one. Yes. Yes, that one. Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right, basically, thejamhole.com/forums, doing some clues, raging clue here. You go on there, you post a clue, you post a link to a picture from the clue. We have to figure out what the picture is. These clues have been sent in by Frankie Sino. He has never posted clues before. This is his first time. And, oh, shit, we have a phone number you guys can call. If you guys want to play Raging Clue with us, you can either leave feedback. I'll try and look at that. No feedback. Okay, or you can call in. 406-204-GOT-P. The first clue is the inner glow. The inner glow. The inner glow. I'm going to have to say it's like a vagina all stretched open with a flashlight in it. I think that's what it might be.
We've discussed a lot of vaginas.
Well, I don't know. Yep. I'm just throwing it out there. The inner glow. It's kind of a vague clue. What do you think? It has to do with something inside. It's the inner glow. Anything? What do you think?
I remember coming to America. Yeah. With that hair gel.
Violet Chick says,
I think inner glue.
Person cut open with glitter inside. That's a good guess, actually. Ooh. Fucking glitter.
Inner glue. But that's more like a sparkle. That's like an inner sparkle.
Well, glow. Yeah. I don't know.
Glow. Inner glow. Yeah. That, I mean, inner glow would be if you cut somebody up when you put a light bulb in there. That would be a glow.
Igloo says something in the vag. Yeah, I definitely think it's a vag. Definitely something in the vag. Yeah. All right. Well, I will post this in here. All right. Ready? Come over here so you can look. Survey fucking says, oh, it's a... Ow! What the fuck is that? It's balls with, like, a light going... Oh, it's a light going down.
Yeah.
That's... It's all the way down in his... Oh, come on. That was... Yeah. Wow, Frankie.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow. You
know, they used to use a tool like that to get out syphilis. It was covered in spikes, and they shoved it down the urethra and drove it out the opposite side.
I think I would just rather deal with the syph, man.
A porcupine quill, I guess.
Yeah. Lord of the syph. That's funny. Okay, next clue. Yeah, everyone's like, ew. Yeah, that's fucking... Wow, Frankie. Yeah. My boy Frankie Sino just fucking disgusting the place. Next clue. Just hanging out. I'm going to have to say it's something with dick and balls just kind of hanging out there.
Just
or
hanging out.
A prolapse asshole just kind of hanging out.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
A brother showed me that once.
Prolapsed asshole just hanging out.
Pictures are not good. I fell asleep on his couch. He left a picture of a prolapsed asshole on my chest.
That's gross.
Yeah.
All right.
That was pretty gross.
So is that what you think?
With a strap and pierced nipples.
Is that what you think?
Good.
Prolapsed asshole?
Yeah.
Survey says, oh, it's a testicle just hanging. Oh, dude. That's fucking gross. It's like a dude with a hole in his sack and his balls just kind of hanging out, dude.
Maybe he needed a pattern to get that tattooed.
Frankie Sino, what the fuck? Holy Christ, that's gross, dude. Thank you very much for that. All right, and the last clue, hanging out version 2.0.
No.
Hanging out version 2.0. What do you think?
It's
going to be both balls.
It shows intention.
It's got to be. That's fucking gross. Let me post that. Sorry, Brayden usually does this. I'm learning. Post that in the chat. Hit the fucking thing there. And then I can click the fucking thing right here. And it is.
That's for sure.
Survey says. Oh! It's a dude hanging upside down by his actual ball sack. It's all stretchy. That's really gross. It's an old dude. And there's a thing of baby powder just chilling in the corner. That's why.
I went to an
Frankie
old person nudist.
Frankie Sino! What are you?
That was that scary.
What? Yeah. Sorry. What?
My grandpa owns a nudist colony.
I can't hear you. What?
My grandpa owns a nudist colony.
Really?
Yeah. In Oregon.
Huh. Yeah. Have you ever been there?
Yep.
How was it?
A 95-year-old woman with white hair as well as everywhere.
Right. They're it's not all hot and sexy like you would think. See, that's gross. Igloo says Frankie likes balls. Yeah. Vila Chick says, how would you start doing that to yourself? Yeah, like, What happens in your life that you're like, you know what I'm going to start doing? Hanging myself by my balls. I don't get fucked enough in my day-to-day life or hanging out with chicks or anything. I need to just feel some pain. I need to just hang by my balls. That sounds like a... Hey. Sorry. What are you doing later?
Hanging by my balls.
Hanging out by my balls, just hanging out. That's so... Yeah, dude. Like, what goes wrong in your life that you have to start doing
that? Have you seen the movie Strange World?
Yeah, no. Maybe.
It's about a guy that does he hangs from people and then hangs them.
Really? I think I did see that.
With piercings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was with that dude. Yeah. What the fuck was his name?
The dude.
The dude from that band. He played the creepy guy.
It was good.
What the fuck was his name? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Well.
We want to know.
I will Google it.
Send us that information.
Because that's going to bug me.
First person to know wins.
Shut up.
Because we care about winners.
We're all winners tonight.
Fucking world.
All right, well, you got anything else before we get the fuck out of here?
Anything
else?
Yo.
Are you good?
I'll start singing.
Are you good? Are you good?
Are you good?
Say it. I'm good. I'm good. Golden Grams. I can't wait to go see my friend that's girl.
Grams of gold.
All right, well, we will talk to you guys Monday, probably around 7 or 8 or 9 p.m. I don't know. TheJamble.com/Twitter. You guys all have fucking cell phones. If you want to know and get SMS things when the show goes live, go to thejamble.com. There's a thing on the widget bar thing, whatever, that you can put your number in. And then you'll know when the show is live, and you can't be like, oh, I didn't check the Twitter. It's like, this will just make your fucking phone get a message, and it'll be like, hey, the show's live. So go there. Do that. Buy shirts. thejamble.com/donate. I will talk to you all on Monday. Probably with Brayden. He will be back because Monday he doesn't work. Goodbye. Say goodbye, Ryan.
Goodbye, Ryan.
You are listening to The Jam. 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 The Jam.